All right.
Tony, you have your hand up, so why don't you go ahead and start for us? Thank you.
Sure, thanks. Hey, Tyson, how's it going?
I'm great, thanks.
I know we talked a little bit ago earlier in the season. You said you felt like you had more to give. Obviously, it's an adjustment, coming into the pro game. A big night tonight for you. Obviously, you have to feel good about where your game's at right now.
Yeah, I think there's honestly still even more to give. I think we put a great team game tonight. Power play goal, but there's always room to improve. I think, like I said, there's always room to improve, and I think I've started my game. I started playing a lot better these last couple games, but I think there's always more to give.
And just what does a night like tonight do for your confidence? I know you've had some goals and some points here, but to have a big night like you did tonight, what does that do for you moving forward?
Yeah, obviously this game's all about really confidence and how you can hold on to the puck and how you can shoot the puck. And I think confidence is a huge part. And I think obviously after a night like that, anyone's confidence is going to be pretty high. So.
That's all I had. Thanks.
Thank you, Tony. Joe, go ahead. You're up.
Yes, hi Tyson. Hope all is well. I was wondering tonight, after having your first 4-point game, it just looks like you've been getting more and more comfortable as time what is going on in the AHL. Can you kind of just talk about how coming back from injury and working your way back now playing this many games, it seems like you're getting more comfortable out there. I was wondering if you could touch on that.
Yeah, I think every game, no matter who we're playing against, I feel more comfortable. And like I said before, it's the game's really about confidence, and I always try and keep my confidence as high as it can be. And stuff like that will obviously help with that. But I think it's a huge confident boost, and I've been playing, I think, a lot better than what I was at the start when I the first couple games after my injury. So it feels good.
Yeah, and I was wondering today, especially after he hasn't played since the 14th of March for good reason in another win against Hershey and 4-1 victory, what you thought of the performance from Zane McIntyre tonight in goal?
Zane played great again. I think every game he's in, we feel comfortable with him back there, and especially with his new daughter. I think that's huge. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, he definitely had that dad power going for sure. But as my last question for the evening for you, I was wondering, you guys came out really good to start this first period, and the guys looked very active with their sticks on the forecheck, blocking the passing lanes, diving to block shot. I was wondering what you thought about the very ample defensive effort that I thought I saw tonight from the team this evening.
I think that's what we really go for. I mean, we'd rather not give up a goal than go get a chance in the offensive zone. So I think we always go defense first. And I feel with our team, we're super skilled, so we'll get our chances.
That's all for me. Thanks, Tyson. Have a safe night.
Thank you.
Amy, you're up next.
Thanks a lot. Hi, Tyson. Congratulations on your performance tonight. Can you talk a little bit? You've talked about, really getting your confidence going throughout this season, but for any player your age to come in and start their pro season, any experience that you get from other players, from the coaches is going to help you. But can you talk a little bit about being in this winning environment week after week and the what you've guys have built, what that's really doing for you personally and in the room, just the general feeling?
Oh, it's a great feeling. I mean, it's always going to be a great feeling if you're winning every team. We haven't lost very many games, and I think just everyone's always in a positive mood, even in practice. I mean, that's what really happens when you're winning. And if we keep this up, it'll be a lot more fun going down the road.
Excellent. That's all I have for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Bob Rotruck.
Yeah. Hi, Tyson. How are you? Heck of a game here tonight.
Thank you very much.
Tell me about what the coaches have been on you about. What do they want to see the most out of you? I saw something maybe earlier in the season about we want these young guys to learn to move their feet when they don't have the puck. Has that been a real emphasis for you?
Yeah, I think the coaching staff's been really good. Even the development guys after practice helping me out with some things. But I think what they really want me to do is not be nervous with the puck. I think don't just throw the puck away. If you don't have a play, then eat in the corner or eat it anywhere. Don't just throw a blind away. So I think I've been working on that a lot, and not just throwing the puck away.
I see you when you set up in, you know, the Alex Ovechkin office over there on the power play. You're pretty selective though on when you want to pull that one timer. I mean, the pass has to be right, and you had a couple opportunities right before you scored the one goal, I think, and you passed up on it. You can kind of see that there's a guy in the shooting lane. You don't want to just wail on it every time the puck comes at you.
Yeah, exactly. I think we need to get the puck moving around first before I can actually let it go. I haven't scored on it yet, but I hopefully can get that going soon.
Well, you've come close a couple of times, I know.
Yeah.
On that save that their goalie made in the third period diving across. I mean, that looked like it was right there for you for the Hattie. I mean, I don't even know where it hit him on that.
I think it hit the defender's stick. I didn't really know. I just looked up and I was in shock as well.
I mean, you could almost taste it there, right? I would assume, right?
Yeah.
And then you're up there on a 2-on-1 kind of for the empty net. What did Fitzgerald say after? I mean, you weren't all the way open on the other side. So what did he say after he scored that empty netter?
He told me I should have shot it. He's mad at me now. At the beginning when I had it, I liked the red line. He said I should have just let it go. But I think I was more of a risky play, and it was better for the team the way it went.
I hear you. I'm mad at you too, but for all the right reasons. I understand what he's saying, but I know what you're saying as well. Tyson, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tyson, it doesn't look like we have any more questions for you. So thank you for your time this evening.
Perfect. Thank you.